Finally today, we're going to hear how an Irish musician scored a big hit recently by resurrecting another hit from a couple of decades ago. Here's Marissa Neff with that story.
When I first heard Irish singer James Vincent McMorrow sing Higher Love, I was struck by his take on Steve Winwood's 80s pop hit. McMorrow's new version, distilled to just his haunting voice and a piano, revealed the song's simple beauty.
Think about it. There must be a higher love.
If you're going to do a cover, why would you do anything other than as far away from the original as possible? And I love that song. I love Steve Winwood. It's a beautiful melody. The chord structure of that song is really complex.
McMorrow recorded the song as part of a benefit album called Silver Linings for the Irish mental health advocacy group Headstrong. He chose Higher Love on a whim, and after the album's release, few people paid attention to it. But several months later, the song was used in a European Amazon ad. Afterwards, the buzz around Higher Love followed McMorrow wherever he went.
I just thought it was this pretty song that I'd sung, but and everybody started calling it out at shows, and I'd play it, and everyone would sing it, and it's just one of those things where it's cool. And maybe I'm exposing some people to Steve Winwood, so that's good too.
Bring me higher love. Bring me higher love. Bring me higher love. I could rise above from this higher love.
In the 2 years since McMorrow scored his surprise hit, he's been working on his own material. And now he's back on tour to promote his second full-length album, Post-Tropical. The CD features his striking falsetto. Once shy about taking chances as a singer, McMorrow credits an unexpected source, the King of Pop, for inspiring his approach.
I read Quincy Jones' autobiography, and there was a bit where he was talking about making the Thriller record, and he was saying that Michael Jackson had to sit with a vocal coach because of the keys that some of the songs were written in. He needed to get three or four notes that he didn't have. He needed to get like an F sharp above middle C or something like that. And I remember thinking, man, if Michael Jackson can add notes to his register, then, you know, why not?
How can I
for the world, I'm Marissa Neff.
Terrible love, giving it all away. Who will run and who will save?
James Vincent McMorrow is in the middle of a U.S. tour. We have tour dates, plus video of him doing a live version of Higher Love at PRI.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, Public Radio International, and WGBH Boston, supported in part by the Rita Allen Foundation, investing in transformative ideas in their earliest stages to leverage their growth and promote breakthrough solutions to significant problems, online at ritaallen.org. By the WGBH Fund for Environmental Reporting, whose donors include the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting a cooperative approach to solving our critical environmental problems while we still can. The Candida Fund, furthering the values that contribute to a healthy planet. And by the PRI Global Reporting Fund, providing in-depth reporting on a diverse array of important topics, including global health. Donors to the fund include Marguerite Steed Hoffman and Blythe Brendan Mann Foundation.
PRI, Public Radio International.